Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We have a great show for you this afternoon. Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. First up today, we have Kevin Palau, the president of the Luis Palau Association. I don't know how I said that, Kevin. Your dad had a special way to say his name. We've heard him on the radio here on KNKT for a really long time. So thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be able to talk to a few folks from beautiful Albuquerque.
Well, you are coming to town on February 27th, and you've put together a really neat event for all of Albuquerque to enjoy. It's called Love ABQ. You're going to have a pastors and leaders conference in the morning, and then you're going to have an amazing worship time with Jesus Culture, and Pastor Josh White will give a message that night. So Let's get right started with it. Tell us about the Luis Palau Association, Kevin, and what you guys do.
Well, as listeners, regular listeners will remember that this is Luis Palau.
That's right.
Dad is an evangelist. You've heard that before. Mm-hmm. Dad is an amazing guy. He's 85. God is just given him so much grace and favor. He loves the local church. He loves evangelism. And by the way, some people have been praying for Dad. 2 years ago, we found out about him having stage 4 lung cancer, and he's already far outlived the original doctor, statements about how long he would be around, and he's doing really, really well. So we're rejoicing in God's just taking care of him so well. But, we're an evangelistic organization, much like beloved people like Greg Laurie or Billy Graham, et cetera. And so we've always gone to where the churches have invited us to unite and share the good news. How we share the good news, the message never changes. How we share it, as culture changes, we sometimes discover fresh ways to communicate the gospel, even though the message doesn't change. So for us as an organization, one thing that's been really impactful has been the fact that we've been based pretty much my whole life, more than 50 years, in Portland, Oregon. Mm-hmm. And if listeners know anything about Portland at all, they may not know a ton, but Portland is one of the most radically unchurched parts of the USA. It's a place where people are, unfortunately, at times, pretty aggressively anti-Christian. They've maybe sometimes had, negative experiences, unfortunately, with church, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But we have seen an incredible turnaround in our home city as we've mobilized the church, not just for big evangelistic events, because those are important and have their place. Freedom celebration kind of events are incredible. But we found that if we mobilize the church around prayer, serving the community, and evangelism, those three things, we really saw things turned around in Portland. And we have, for example, now 70% of all the public schools in the Portland metro area, more than 300 of them, have a church partner that's come alongside to love and serve them. We've taken on the foster care system, and it's been remarkable to see the changes in foster care in the state of Oregon because the church has banded together to love and serve. So, when we talk about Love ABQ, some people, this may be the first time they're hearing about it. The reason I'm coming to town next week is about 50 key churches initially, and more coming together all the time, have said, what would it look like in Albuquerque for the church to really come together, not only for like an event, but long-term, to pray for the city, to love and work for unity within the body, to love and serve our schools, to provide for kids that are experiencing food insecurity, working with the homeless, et cetera. So Love ABQ, and people can go to loveabq.com for all this information. It's really an effort by churches and pastors locally to say, let's be together for the gospel in Albuquerque, long term. So on the 27th, what we'll be doing is in the morning, we'll be gathering pastors and leaders. So if you're a pastor or a key leader in your church, or you head up a nonprofit, come to a free pastors gathering. All the details are at loveabq.com, and you can register for free. It includes lunch, and just get with fellow pastors and leaders and think and dream and pray together. I'll be there talking a little bit about what we've seen God do in my home city, and we'll talk about great things that are happening in Albuquerque itself. And then in the evening, we're going to have this incredible time of seeing Lord willing, several thousand people gather together from churches across Albuquerque at Sagebrush, 7 p.m. It includes a free concert with Jesus Culture. So if you have a heart for Albuquerque and you're listening to ABQ Connect, so I hope you do, come and be encouraged and inspired. See leaders and just good old everyday believers from all across Albuquerque of every ethnicity and denomination come together in worship, but to also dream about the future.
Kevin, I want to ask you, our makeup here in our community is pretty interesting. We have a lot of Catholic believers in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And I want to add, you're inviting priests and other ministry leaders in the Catholic Church as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I talk about pastors, yes, I mean that in the most general sense. You're a Christian leader. You lead your parish. You're actively involved in parish work or evangelization or whatever role you may play within your Catholic parish. Please feel fully included. This is a chance for, you know, those of us that follow Jesus, all of us imperfectly, but all of us that are trying to follow Jesus and lift him up in Albuquerque. And again, both in how we present the good news verbally, but also in how we love and serve our neighbor as ourselves. If any of this is just Holy Spirit pricking your interests, please join us on the 27th, either in the morning or in the evening.
And both events are free.
Or
the Pastors and Leaders Conference in the morning, and then the Renew Gathering with Josh White and Jesus Culture. Of course, Chris Quilala is going to be, he's the lead singer with Jesus Culture.
Yep.
He'll be here leading worship, and it'll be a special time. And I think a lot of young people, do you find that there's a lot of, I'm going to say 30 on up that come to these types of events? How young do you want leaders to come? Men,
you know,
women,
I mean, honestly, we would love to have anybody come. I mean, certainly, you know, in the morning, anybody that's actively engaged in any kind of leadership position in any kind of church or parish can come. Evening, though, absolutely. I mean, high school students, I mean, even middle schoolers. I mean, if you love the Lord, or if you're there with a family, it's like, can I bring my kids? Yeah, you probably won't want to bring infants. But I mean, I would say kids that, you know, there's lots of kids that really do it. They love the Lord. They want to grow to be part of something that's citywide, praying for our city, learning about amazing things that are already happening, like Feed New Mexico Kids. There's already amazing ways that the church is reaching out together to the mayor. I think, is Tim Keller still the mayor of
he is, yes.
Albuquerque?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
I can't forget that name because, you know, Pastor Tim Keller in New York City is amazing. So your mayor, Tim Keller, I mean, it's amazing how the church has banded together to make a difference. And this will just be a way to kind of accelerate some good things God's already been doing in the church in Albuquerque.
Kevin, I want to ask you about, it's a little bit off script, but I want to ask you a little bit about how you guys are bringing people together to pray. That really seems, with America Prays and Brian Allred, who's a frequent guest on the program, that really seems like something that's bringing all believers in Jesus together.
That's exactly right. I mean, this is 100%. When we talk about Love ABQ, and people can go to loveabq.com, this really is totally connected to New Mexico Prays and Brian, et cetera. This is just kind of like the idea was, what would it be like to have a little bit of like a generic brand? You know, we all love ABQ, those of you that live there. We love our churches. We love the gospel. We love to pray. Love ABQ is just like a general kind of almost a brand of what does it look like for the church to pray together, to work for unity, to serve our neighbor and love our neighbor as ourselves, and to declare the good news of Jesus. All those things are part of what makes a community thrive. And there's been a great history in Albuquerque. I mean, Brian is a great friend. Brian's had me come out a couple of times, and we've kind of shared our journey together. I've shared how God has been working in Portland, Oregon, again, a very unchurched place. And yet we've seen the churches band together. Prayer is such a key thing. I would say we've learned a lot already from New Mexico Prays and this idea of, you know, what is it like to have 24/7 prayer? We had Pete Gregg from the UK come to Portland. We gathered about 100 leaders on a Saturday morning even, which tells you that people were hungry when on a Saturday morning you get 100 pastors together to just talk about how do we pray more collaboratively? How do we share prayer requests in a way that, you know, so the idea that in Portland, we're kind of borrowing some of the strategies that New Mexico Praise has already been implementing. Mm-hmm. So if you are already aware of some of these things, come and be encouraged and learn more. If this is all kind of new to you, or you're not sure whether your church or ministry is, you know, is officially engaged in this, this is really kind of a starting point to say, you know, from large churches like Calvary and Sagebrush to more kind of normal sized churches, all of us have a place. We all matter. In Portland, you know, being an unchurched place, the good thing about being in a place that's relatively unchurched is you tend to know you need each other. Mm. You don't have to convince people to say, you know, we need each other in Albuquerque. All of us together, you know, feel like at times we're probably not scratching the surface in terms of sharing the gospel or taking care of our kids that are struggling, that are homeless, or that don't have enough food. But there's so much we can do if we band together. A heart for unity was close to the heart of Jesus. And if you have a heart for unity and you want to be excited to join thousands of believers to pray for the city and to enjoy worshiping together, come to this Renew rally on the evening of the 27th. We've been mentioning it at Sagebrush, 7 p.m. It's totally free, but do go online to get your free tickets. About half the tickets have already gone. About 1,500 people have already registered to come to that. So jump on it and make sure you can be there.
Kevin, I got to tell you, I don't know you except talking to you right now, but I can tell you, you're a guy that likes to have a little fun.
I do.
And I guarantee you, this is going to be a lot of fun. So you'll be speaking the morning of February 27th at the Pastors and Leaders Conference. That's next week. And people can go on to loveabq.com and register for the Pastors and Leaders Conference. And again, leadership priests and elders and yes, other folks in the Catholic Church, absolutely invited to all of this. Again, it's free. And then you're going to have the Renew Gathering at Sagebrush Church. Pastor Josh White is going to be speaking, and Jesus Culture is going to be leading the music. Chris Quilala with Jesus Culture will be here. Yeah, that's going to be a good time. That's going to be a lot of jumping up and down and singing to the Lord. That'll be a good time.
Amen. I get so encouraged myself. You know, when you're in a place or part of the country that's not the Bible Belt, it can get so easy to get discouraged and feel like nobody else thinks like I do. Nobody, you know, the culture is changing so rapidly, and we can be tempted to discouragement, which can lead us to withdraw from culture and kind of, you know, stand on the sidelines or only spend time with other believers. Or we can sometimes, you know, sometimes we get angry and we kind of say, well, this is our country, we're going to take it back. And those are understandable reactions, but the reaction of Jesus and what we're commanded to do is to seek the shalom, seek the peace and prosperity of Albuquerque. Because and pray for the city. If it prospers, we too will prosper. So that's really what Love ABQ is all about. How do we seek the peace and prosperity? How do we share the gospel together? So come and see pastors from all denominations and ethnicities, and Catholic as well as Protestant and Evangelical and Charismatic. Let's worship the Lord together, learn how we can do even more to bless Albuquerque.
Well, Kevin,
for things like Freedom Celebration.
I am absolutely blessed that you are teaching us as Christians how to interact with everybody, non-believers and believers, so that we can care for the needs of people and really be a community and love one another. And, you know, in the midst of that, you have a chance to share your faith, but people know, and I can sense, Kevin, that they know in Portland, Oregon, that you love them regardless of what they believe.
That's the thing. We've built great trust. When this whole process started for us, our mayor at the time, Sam Adams, who's become a great friend, was the first openly gay mayor of a top 25 city. Mm-hmm. So he had some misgivings and he was unsure about us, meaning the church, because of some past experiences he'd had at the time. But when he saw thousands of believers loving and serving our public schools, taking care of our homeless students, working in the foster care system, we raised up almost 600 new foster families, which the government had spent millions of dollars trying to do and had with no success. The church, with no government funding, raised up hundreds of foster families. Now for the whole state of Oregon, the only way you could become a foster parent in the state of Oregon is to come through the church-created portal called Every Child. I mean, that's the degree to which there's been favor in a very unchurched place. So, yes, when we love and serve people unconditionally, people's attitudes begin to change. It doesn't mean that we're in agreement with everybody on everything politically, certainly.
Sure.
But people begin to sense that they're loved, and that absolutely can open doors for the gospel, which then, of course, it still comes down to us being bold enough, with humility, but bold enough to actually pray for open doors to share our faith.
Absolutely.
And I love this radio station in Calvary and so many of the great churches in Albuquerque, because you haven't abandoned, you know, clear gospel preaching as well. Both are so essential.
Kevin, thank you so much. Kevin's the president of the Luis Palau Association. They are an evangelical organization. They'll be here February 27th for the Love ABQ events, Pastors and Leaders Conference in the morning, and the Renew Gathering, a time of worship out at Sagebrush Church. So we appreciate you so much, Kevin, spending the time. And next week I'm going to have Josh White and Chris Quilala on.
Oh, excellent.
And we'll be talking about this event, and we pray that it just is a great success. Thanks again for joining us on ABQ Connect.
Thank you so much, Jim. Bless you guys. Bye.